From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. One of the victims in Friday's Portland hate speech stabbing had Juneau ties. Portland police say 23-year-old Taliesin Mirdin Namkai Meshi of Southeast Portland and 53-year-old Ricky John Best of Happy Valley, Oregon, were stabbed and killed Friday afternoon at a train station. Witnesses told police they were trying to calm down a man yelling hate speech at two Muslim women. He attacked them, and a third man was also wounded. Namkai Meshi's sister, Ati Nasaya, lives in Juneau and works for AWARE as a violence prevention and outreach director. In a letter to President Donald Trump yesterday, Namkai Meshi's mother described her son as a hero who died defending two women threatened by bigotry and terror. Mother Asha Deliverance of Ashland, Oregon, called on the president to, quote, condemn any acts of violence which result directly from hate speech and hate groups, end quote. Trump tweeted Monday from his official account, the violent attacks in Portland on Friday are unacceptable. The victims were standing up to hate and intolerance. Our prayers are with them. The suspect is 35-year-old Jeremy Joseph Christian of North Portland. He's being held without bail and due for arraignment today. Namkai Meshi's family members could not be reached for comment. His sister's Facebook page is filled with condolences. Alaska State Troopers have identified the second person who died in a plane crash near Haines. Stanley Su Kwok Wen was 29 years old and from Garden Grove, California. His family has been notified. Wen and 29-year-old Juneau pilot David Kunat died when a Piper PA-30 crashed about 10 miles south of Haines Saturday morning. 31-year-old Chan Valentine of Juneau was seriously injured in the crash. Juneau's three high schools held their graduation ceremonies on Sunday, but before they walked across the stage, the graduates donned their caps and gowns and took a victory lap through the halls of some elementary schools. Students lined the halls, had the yearbook signed, and gave high fives. School officials want it to be the beginning of a new tradition that ensures the younger students know what graduation looks like.
In the morning while you're sleeping, darling,
we're listening to Caleb Clowder and Reeve Wilms of Portland, Oregon, performing their song, Been on the Rocks. It's the second video from our eight-part red carpet concert series filmed at the Alaskan Hotel during this year's Alaska Folk Festival.
I'm so weary and so lonesome, I've been on the rocks so long.
The video was made in collaboration with Justin Smith of Rusty Recordings in Gustavus. Wilms and Clowder are currently touring the UK with their Foghorn String Band. Watch this video or past red carpet concerts, including their video with Foghorn String Band, at ktoo.org. Tune in tomorrow for the release of our next video with the Hannah Yoder Band. And a quick look at weather. It's 57 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.